Yo, what's going on, people, and welcome back to the Blockchain Enterprises podcast. I'm your host, GrowDigi, and the aim of this podcast is to show you how anyone can start a business, find their dream job, or develop a revenue stream in this emerging blockchain industry. Most, if not all of our guests, started with just an idea, a few hundred dollars, and a Twitter account. Before we meet today's guest, here's a quick word from our sponsor. This episode is brought to you in assistance with our sponsors Crypto.com and YouHodler. Our first sponsor, Crypto.com, is a well-established platform, and their mobile app offers the following features. A built-in exchange that lets users buy and sell 7 fiat and over 50 cryptocurrencies. A tiered debit card system that allows users to earn crypto cashback. Crypto Earn, which is a simple interest program allowing users to earn interest on any deposits held on the platform. And so much more, including their free for free promotion. You can check out the link in the description below for a $50 sign up bonus. So go ahead and sign up today. Our second sponsor, YouHodler, is a fintech platform focused on crypto-backed lending with fiat, crypto, and stablecoin loans available. Users are able to perform crypto to fiat and crypto to crypto conversions, as well as open high-yield savings accounts for any crypto deposits. The platform supports the top 20 coins and tokens, and the app can be found online at youhodler.com or via Android or iOS applications. Sign up today to try their original multi-hodl tool, which is a unique feature powered by crypto-backed loans, and it helps users take advantage of crypto market volatility in either direction. With fewer fees than other margin trading platforms and an overall clean and simple look, multi-hodl is an efficient way to multiply your crypto portfolio. You can check out the link in the description below to get more info or sign up to their platform. Today, we'll be speaking with Joel Birch, the co-founder of Stacked Invest. It's a digital platform which allows users to invest in crypto indices, access trading bots, and automate their portfolio management. So let's go ahead and speak with Joel. What's going on, people, and welcome back to the Blockchain Enterprises podcast. Today, we're joined by Joel from the Stacked team. Thank you very much for joining us. How are you, Joel?
Yeah, what's going on? I'm doing very well here in Chicago on lockdown.
Good stuff.
Just been, you know, keeping our heads down, working, trying to stay busy. Thanks for having me on.
No, thank you very much for coming on. It's a real pleasure to have you. So as we mentioned in the intro, you're from the Stacked team. But before we talk about the platform, first question we always like to ask our guests is, what was your first experience in crypto?
Oh yeah, well that's an easy time to remember. Simpler times, as they say. Mm-hmm. And for those who don't know me, I go by Bitcoin Birch on Twitter and Instagram as well, but I spend all my time on Twitter from a social media perspective. And if you've heard my story before, then you'll remember that it basically starts with gambling. It was back in 2015, late 2015. I was in a little bit of a blackjack addiction. I happened to be in Las Vegas actually for about a week. And instead of going downstairs to play, I got online to play because my buddy was with me. And it was 7 a.m. He was blacked out. So I just got online to play. I found Bit Casino or BitStars, which is a Bitcoin casino. Mm-hmm. It's called BitStars, and they directed me to Coinbase, and I bought my first 10 Bitcoin, and I used it really to play blackjack. And over the course of that first year, Bitcoin had some exciting price movement, and I started to really take interest in the technology. And so ever since, I've been working on you know, investing in the space, trying to drive the ecosystem forward. We've had a number of different startups in and around the ecosystem as well. And I think the biggest value I've taken from it is all the people I've met. I've just entrepreneurs and traders, investors from all different backgrounds from all over the world. So it's been a unique nearly 5 years now, and it's only getting better.
Wow. I mean, it's very interesting you mention around launching a startup. One of the aims of this podcast is to kind of highlight the benefits of doing that in crypto. So we mentioned you're the founder of Stacked. Do you want to tell us a little bit about how this came about and a little bit about the platform itself?
Yeah. It's quite simple. 2017 is a time most of us can remember. I remember it particularly well because I was at the I was at a company I worked for at times, a big startup here in the United States called Grubhub. And I worked in leadership there. And so I'm at a tech company. Mm-hmm. And everybody around me, for the most part, especially within the operations team, were, you know, a little bit more younger, tech savvy people, was talking about crypto as we came into the end of 2017. Now, here I am as a nerd. Like, guys, I've been telling you about Bitcoin for 2 years. I don't want to hear about Ant shares. Yes, I'm familiar with Ant shares. Thanks for telling me about it. You know, no, you shouldn't buy Ripple, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And things like that. And so by having all of these people that were complete outsiders who were savvy, who maybe had investment portfolios with Goldman Sachs, were complete novices to the idea of digital assets, cryptocurrency, blockchain, et cetera. And at the time, it motivated me to take what I had learned and build an educational brand around cryptocurrency. And I did that at the end of 2017. I quit my job and I started a company where we mostly focused on like writing newsletters and sharing information about the industry and everything else. And that was cool. But ultimately what I learned from that time until about a year ago when we started working on Stacked, from almost everybody I spoke to, was that it was just too complicated at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And if you weren't willing to dedicate your time to being a trader, if you weren't willing to learn to trade, and by the way, even if you do take time to learn to trade, you're certainly not guaranteed success. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a very, you know, it's a very hard thing to make a career out of. It takes a special kind of person. If you weren't willing to do that and do the research and be ready to get out of a position, crypto is too volatile and too confusing and it's too difficult for people in the United States and some other places and it's this, that, and the other. It's just, you know, and then after 2017 bubble popped, a lot of people got scarred. So what they told me and what I kept hearing was we need an easier way. And in particular, I was looking towards a lot of the companies that have had a ton of success in the equities markets. So you think of a Robinhood, a Wealthfront, a Betterment, even some more micro investing apps like Stockpile or Stash Invest. And looking at those services and saying, listen, if I can bring this user experience for cryptocurrency, then all the people who are interested in using Robinhood to get access to stocks, they're going to be open to investing in this ecosystem as well, as long as it's easy enough for them to do it. And hence Stacked was born, an idea that really turned into what is becoming a very robust, fully automated investment platform for cryptocurrency.
I think that's one of the key things that I noticed when I looked at the platform was the features available. Do you want to tell us a little bit more in detail? So I'm looking on the website now and the tagline is that Stacked allows everyone to invest in crypto indices, access trading bots, and automate portfolio management. Do you want to tell us a little bit about how those work?
Yeah, so again, it's just about making it easy. And I want to stress one thing. I think the best ideas are born out of need or born out of desire. And so truthfully, we started building this for ourselves. We gained access through our network to a pretty successful trend trading bot. Just, we've all heard of trading bots, right? They automatically trade on your behalf. And we gained access to one. And it was very complicated to set up. You had to send Python signals into TradingView and then set up SMS alerts to go to like a third party site that APIs into exchange for you. This whole process, right? All of those services have costs associated with them. Then what happens if you have a technical issue, like you have to figure out how to write code, like all these problems. So that was when we said, listen, we want to use this bot that has all this great success, but it's super hard to do so. And so we set out to build a platform that made it super easy to do so. Literally follow a couple of simple instructions to instantly connect to your, let's say, Bybit account or BitMEX account or FTX account. Click a few buttons and you have a bot trading for you done. So that's what Stacked is today. It's a marketplace where you can explore tons of different trading algos that are built by different traders. They're not from Stacked. They're from, so, you know, different, maybe an influencer or a popular trader on Twitter or what have you, quants, different people who write trading algos. It's a la carte. So you just pick the ones that you want. You pay for the subscriptions associated with them. Again, we're just kind of like the marketplace. But then Stacked makes it super secure to connect to one of the supported exchanges and then just run that algo. You tell the algo, this is how much of my account balance you should use on each trade. This is how much leverage you should use. And then the bot does everything else, enters, exits, trades, et cetera. And on Stacked, we show the full performance history of every algo on our platform. So it's a very transparent platform. What Stacked is ultimately becoming is far more than just ability to access trading bots. Mm-hmm. You know, I really think it's important for users to be able to automate their investment in indices. An index is typically like a pre-built basket of cryptocurrencies that gives you some exposure to Bitcoin, but also gives you exposure to maybe Ethereum or XRP or EOS or Chainlink or whatever the case may be. And you should be able to move your risk tolerance around based on whether you're a high-risk individual who has a lot that you can afford, drawdown that you can afford, or maybe you're 60 years old and you're looking to add crypto to your retirement portfolio. And you can take a far more conservative portfolio that just allows you to hold mostly stable coins that earn interest and you're just earning 3% year over year more passively. That's what Stacked is becoming. And so it's, you know, we're in beta right now. We've had a lot of success over the last 5 or 6 months. We've processed over $2 billion in trading volume. We've automated over 25,000 trades. It's been a really successful beta launch. And whether you're into trading bots or not, I think you should check it out if you're looking to be an investor in the crypto space over the next couple of years.
Most definitely. It sounds really impressive. I mean, one of the things that stood out on the platform was just the transparency around each bot offered and the amount of detail available for users to check out. For anyone listening out there, what would you say are the benefits for users to automate their trading?
I mean, trading kind of sucks, am I right?
Yeah.
You definitely can probably relate if you're listening to this. Mm-hmm. You know, trading kind of sucks. It's difficult.
Yeah.
And frankly, 80%+ of the entire traditional equities markets are traded by way of algos. I mean, it's completely automated. Why, you know, when someone's trading, oftentimes they're pulling up a TradingView account, right? They're pulling up a chart, and what are they looking at? You know, if they're not going by gut feeling or news, I mean, sometimes people know there's an announcement coming or whatever. You know, if they're trading, they're probably pulling up a TradingView chart and they're looking at indicators.
Yep.
They're looking at the RSI. They're looking at the EMA. They're looking at support levels. They're looking at the BPVR, whatever, different volume indicators, etc. But even the most Adderall infused trader out there can only truly stare at those charts for 12, 14, 16 hours a day.
Yeah.
And that sounds pretty miserable if you ask me. For the majority of people listening right now, you may not have any desire to look at a chart. And if you do, you may be doing it a couple hours a day to try to determine what kinds of positions you want to take and everything else. Well, these algorithms, they're looking at all of those indicators and they're looking at them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year. And though algorithms are far from a perfect system, listen, many of the bots on our platform that are very profitable long term lose more trades than they win.
Mm-hmm.
40-45% win rates. But they're really good, in my experience, at capturing larger volatile moves. So while a lot of retail algos might tend to get chopped up a little bit in sideways price action, when there's volatility, it almost always makes up for it, at least in my experience. And so there's been many times where I've woken up at 7 a.m. and I have 74 alerts. And it's because Bitcoin just dumped from 10K to 9K in one candle at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I log in and I rush to check Stacked. And seems to me more often than not, the algos I use, when there's a very volatile move like that, I log in and to my surprise, I'm up 40% in a short. because the algos caught that move down. Now, again, past performance does not guarantee future results, and algos sometimes become inefficient over time. So what we're trying to do is say, listen, algos exist, period. Some are good, some are less good. Some do degrade over time. Some will lose you money in a short period of time and a long period of time. Some won't. Some will get chopped up by fees, some won't. What we're trying to do is say, we have this vetting process for starters where algos sit in this vetting process for months as we collect live data from their bot. And if a bot's not profitable in real time, we don't even make it available to users. So first they go through that vetting process. Then once they've gone through that vetting process, now we're monitoring them every single day. And our users are giving us feedback and we're communicating with the bot authors. And what we're trying to do is just build a platform that says, listen, bots aren't perfect, but using Stacked is as perfect as you're going to get in terms of your experience when trying to automate your trading with an algo. So why automate your trading, like you asked? At the end of the day, because it's easier than doing it on your own. And for most average users who want to get their fix long and short in Bitcoin, they're probably going to have more success over a longer period of time if they're using some kind of proven and tested algorithms that are monitored by professionals.
I agree. And I think the key point you mentioned there is just the amount of time that one can save from looking at the charts is worth the benefit alone of any cost associated with trading with a bot, I guess.
Absolutely. Now, one question that I wanted to put out there to the community is, if a bot's so good, why make it available? Why sell it? That's a question that I get a lot. Yeah. And I have to stress a couple of points. One, again, these are not my bots. They're not Stacked's algorithms. So the reality is, I may even agree with you that if you had a super profitable algo, you shouldn't make it available for sale. But I know that people do make them available for sale. And so as a product person who sees an opportunity, I may as well support that part of the ecosystem and do it better than anyone else. So for starters, not my bots. But I'll tell you what I've seen. Crypto is not particularly complicated from a trading perspective. TA works pretty well in crypto in comparison to equities, as an example, which is very intrinsically driven. Equities is very much driven by earnings and features and popularity. I have an office at the Board of Trade in Chicago. I almost never have seen a chart up. I don't think from popping my head into all these different offices, I've never seen anyone on TradingView. We're the only ones who are like trading crypto. And that's because a lot of it's automated and then there's a lot of it is more intrinsic. All that to say, if you have a profitable algo, a lot of these algos are pretty simple. They don't overcomplicate the process. Some of our bots on our platform only take 3 or 4 trades a month. Mm-hmm. Some of them take 3 or 4 trades a day, but they're oftentimes based on fairly simple indicators that Bitcoin just tends to stick to. Like, for instance, moving averages. Some of them are strategies that are built around simple moving averages. And while a very experienced trader can probably outtrade that bot themselves, again, Stacked isn't necessarily built for the very experienced trader who wants to day trade all day. It's built for all the rest of us who see the value in it, understand that this technology exists, and you want an easy way to try to tap into it and kind of take a flyer. Now, I don't have 100% of my portfolio in bot. I'm not crazy. I have a very small percentage of my portfolio allocated to trading bots, but it keeps me very engaged. And the rest of my portfolio is sitting in an index. It's sitting in a pre-built crypto portfolio. It's primarily made up of Bitcoin that rebalances automatically on Stacked every couple of weeks for me. And it's just a really passive process. So these very simple bots that people make available, why make it available if it's so good? A lot of these guys, they're not millionaires. Yeah. They're not independently wealthy. They have a decent strategy that seems to work pretty well. This is an opportunity for them to monetize that skill set.
Most definitely.
And I'm happy to help them.
I mean, it's one of the things we actually promote in crypto is like using your skills to develop an alternative revenue to trading. And I think this is a really good way of illustrating that. If there's a developer listening out there who's got any trading algorithms or trading bots that he would like to list on your platform, what would be the process involved for him to go ahead and do that?
Yeah, well, we're currently building out a more robust author dashboard and a whole system that makes it super easy for authors to onboard new algos, put them into our testing environment where we can vet them. set up, you know, their payment information so we can, you know, pay them for their subscription revenue and all that good stuff. And we're trying to automate more of that on the back end right now. So in the meantime, you basically just reach out to a member of our team and we'll connect with you via Telegram, Discord, email, what have you, and give you the instructions you need to go ahead and get started. It's as simple as sending webhooks to our system that allows a bot author to not have to share their IP with us. So they're not giving us their code for their strategies. They're able to keep all of that private for themselves. And, they just follow our system that we built for them. It makes it super easy for them to send the information to Stacked and have it automated for the users. So it's pretty cool. You can just reach out to me, Bitcoin Birch, on Twitter to get started, or chat with us live on the website. We have a live chat on the site you can use too.
Fantastic. So yeah, if anyone out there listening, interested in having their bot listed, get in touch with Joel and he can get the ball rolling. So we talked a little bit about the platform and the features and the benefits. Coming back to your experiences in building the platform, how would you say you found your experiences of building a startup in the crypto industry?
Well, listen, building a startup is super hard. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter the industry. And frankly, the last 2 years, crypto's been made it harder. Yes. You know, there's certainly, I would say, industries where there's a higher barrier to entry. And I don't know that crypto is one of them. Crypto has a fairly low barrier to entry. Anyone can at least try to start a company in this space. Maybe real estate, as an example, has a higher barrier to entry, right? And so that makes it a little easier. But at the end of the day, man, building a startup is super challenging. And in my case, it required me, in many cases, to go without pay for extended periods of time,
right?
To pay people on my team instead of paying myself, mm-hmm. To go into debt in some cases, which I fortunately have not had to do recently. But for startups, I had years ago that failed. Yeah. I went into debt, right? I took out credit card debt to pay developers or whatever the case may be. So before you get into being an entrepreneur, you have to, I think, evaluate your risk tolerance and how much dirt you're willing to eat, so to speak, and for how long. That'll give you an idea of what your real runway is and what opportunity you can truly afford to take. So there's no denying that if you're a 25-year-old guy, mm-hmm. who doesn't have many requirements financially, maybe you don't have a lot of debt, you don't have kids or a wife or a mortgage, and you're a little bit more flexible with obviously a very low risk profile, meaning that you can stretch out your risk quite a bit because you're 24 years old. Maybe I would tell you, go ahead and quit that job. You know, make sure you have enough money and savings to pay your bills for the next 3, 4, 5, 6 months. Go ahead and quit your job and focus on the startup. And if you're a 35-year-old, single mom, that's not an opportunity for you. And so, but that doesn't mean you can't start a business. You just have to figure out, maybe I don't have 8, 10, 12 hours a day I can dedicate. I can only dedicate 2. Then what you need to do is you need to calendar out those 2 hours every single day and determine what you're going to work on for your business. And it may take you 2 years to get that business off the ground instead of 2 months, but it can still be done. What are some of the biggest challenges? Finding good people, paying those people, and ultimately getting people to try your product or service. And I could go on for hours about the different things that I've done where I've failed and where I've really succeeded. I mean, we've done over $2 billion in trading volume. Mostly in the last 4 months as a startup. Obviously we did a few things right. But that's not to say that we got there without massive failures. And myself as an entrepreneur, I guess I would tell people out there, I had a lot of success at a startup here, as I mentioned, but I've also had my own companies in the past. And, I've done okay for myself. And ultimately, it's my ability, I think, to get punched in the face, mm-hmm. theoretically speaking, and fail over and over and over again. And that's not to sound too cliche either. I hate when I'm listening to like a podcast or something and I hear somebody's, failure is just when you don't get up or some bullshit. Failure sucks and hurts really bad quite a lot, especially when it's your baby.
Yeah.
So the biggest challenge has been overcoming failure. That's my long-winded answer to your question.
Fantastic. I mean, in terms of, we talked about like how much time people are able to put into their startup. What does a typical working day or week look like for you working at Stacked?
Yeah, so we have a very decentralized team. We have a team of 4 or 5 that come in and out of our office here in Chicago. And then, most of our team is all over Europe, Canada, west coast of the U.S., just different places, and we love that. And so we have a very robust Slack channel, and we have a lot of Google Hangouts and a lot of phone calls, and you know, it's a very entrepreneurial environment. I've tried to put people around me who want to own their role, and every single person at this point who's involved in this business has some level of ownership in the company. They have some level of equity. One of the things that changed my life was the early equity I got in a startup that ended up going public. I've always wanted to give that back to my employees, independent contractors, or what have you, you know, as we build. And so, you know, the culture here is very entrepreneurial as a result. Everyone has skin in the game. Mm-hmm. Everyone on this team has a huge vested interest to see us succeed. And a lot of that is financial. And the reality is people are motivated by money. And so because we believe that we're building something that is truly helpful for people, and we think it's a really great business opportunity as well, it keeps us super jazzed up. And so an average day is different members within different parts of the organization, whether it be development, product, operations, customer service, are having daily chats and they're working on different projects. And our development team is led by a rock star lead developer who manages a team of like six guys and a girl actually, who are all writing code and trying to make mine and my co-founders' crazy ideas come to life. Take the feedback we're getting from our users that we collect in real time on the site and try to iterate on it immediately. And so it's a lot of very fast moving parts. It's a lot of people wearing a lot of hats. There's days where I'm a lawyer. There's days where I'm an accountant. There's days where I'm a CEO. There's days where I'm a front end developer. Days where I'm a salesperson. And we're all working towards kind of this common goal, and it excites us. It's pretty cool.
It sounds very much like typical crypto startup in the sense that, you know, a lot of people can do a lot of different jobs in one. I think one of the key things you mentioned there that I really liked was, telling our listeners that, you know, you're giving equity to your employees. One of the key things we talk about, if there are people out there listening who are not able to start up their own startup or, you know, build their own business, a great way to get into crypto and, you know, build a business is to literally just get a job with someone and potentially get equity in the company, you know?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, for anyone listening out there who may be interested in joining your team, what sort of qualities do you look for in a new team member, and where would someone be able to see any potential job vacancies for the future?
Yeah. So again, we're looking for people who are kind of self-starters. It's going to sound, again, cliche, but it does take a certain type of person to work in a fast-paced, volatile environment like this. Now, in a couple of years' time, when we hope to have a huge team, there's going to be spots for every type of person. But right now, we're really looking for more entrepreneurial people who can really take the bull by the horns, come up with creative ideas, iterate on them quickly, be flexible. And ultimately, the types of roles that we're hiring for the most part right now, are in the development sector. So if you're a front-end designer, if you're someone who can design ads and promo material, if you're someone who can develop, if you're a full stack developer, if you have specialties in security, if you have specialties working within like the exchange world, APIs, you know, we're continuing to expand our development team. Soon we'll be hiring for some customer support reps and build out that team as well. As some operations folks who are looking to help, you know, make high-end business decisions regarding our strategy as a company. And so we are continuing to grow our team. Just chat with us on the site if you have any interest, and we'll take a resume from there. And in the next couple of months, we'll be putting a job page together as well, where we have some more permanent listings that people can take a look at.
Fantastic. So yeah, there you have it, folks. If anyone's interested in working for the Stack platform, you can just get in touch with Joel, and there'll be a jobs page available soon as well. Coming back to the platform, so we talked a little bit about what it does, how you've built it, challenges you've faced along the way. On a more positive note, what would you say has been your biggest achievement whilst building the platform?
The biggest achievement for us up to this point, I would say, is relationships. Mm-hmm. We have generated very meaningful revenue. We've actually been profitable in this time as well. We've generated some substantial trading volume. Users on our platform on aggregate since the time we launched through today, though there's of course been downside, because again, as I stressed, bots are not perfect. users on aggregate have been profitable. Those are all huge wins for us. But the biggest win, the biggest accomplishment is relationships. And when I say relationships, I mean relationships with exchanges who are executing these orders. As we're an uncustodial platform, you hold your money on your exchange. And even though we officially support four exchanges right now with two more in testing, we've started and been successful in building early relationships with many, many of your favorite exchanges out there, but also relationships with quants, with traders, with the bot authors, the people who are writing these strategies. And so it's having good, strong relationships with our exchange partners who we didn't know 6 months ago. We had to pick up the phone and, you know, we've spoken with CEOs of, you know, every exchange you can name for the most part. That takes boots on the ground. That takes picking up the phone. That takes incessant LinkedIn messaging. That takes a lot of work. And now I can say 6 months in, we have great relationships. And having good relationships with them, what that means for you, the user, mm-hmm. is faster execution times, better customer service. When there's errors, it's more likely that we're going to be able to fix those issues that are inevitably going to come up. Relationships with our bot authors, having good, transparent relationships with the people providing strategies means that, again, if there's opportunity to improve on a strategy, we can bridge those communication gaps. If you're a user and you have an issue with a particular algorithm, we offer customer service, live customer service, nearly 18 hours a day, and otherwise round-the-clock customer service via email. These are things you don't see in crypto a whole lot, or even from early startups. We put this huge focus on relationships, building relationships with our fans, with our customers, with our authors, with the exchanges that we work with liquidity providers who may need to work with those exchanges to provide more liquidity because of the volume we're pushing. All that kind of stuff is important to us, and that's been by far our biggest accomplishment.
I think it's a really great point. I mean, in terms of, you know, although we work in an industry that's, you know, very technology-based, ultimately, at the end of the day, we're always dealing with people on the other end of a username. So it's always really important to kind of build these relationships moving forward. And because we're so early on in this industry, these people that you're dealing with are not going to change anytime soon. So, you know, John from so-and-so exchange is, you know, is still going to be there in 6 months' time, a year's time. So if you know, if you are listening out there, I think it's a great point what Joel mentioned about the value of building relationships, especially with the people that you're directly working with.
And I've spent years in this industry building relationships, first and foremost. I've traveled the world and gone to all these different conferences. I'm playing a live stream poker game tonight with Charlie Lee, you know, founder of Litecoin, an NBA all-star, a friend of mine, Luke Martin, Peter McCormick, who has the biggest podcast in the industry for the most part. Mm-hmm. Brock Pierce, one of the more OG investors, former actor in the Mighty Duck. I mean, these are people I'm sitting around a table with this evening and I'm playing poker with. Wow. That's as, you know, and that's not to brag or boast or try to impress or anything. It's just to impress upon you that you can come in and be the new kid anywhere. And over time, you can build relationships that open doors for you. You know, tonight is just one small example, but I've built really good friendships now with people who have a lot of influence in this industry for one way or another. And ultimately, if I can provide value to them in some way, then I can get value from them as well. And that's going to be good for, again, my users. It's going to be good for my bot authors. It's going to be good for my exchange partners. It's going to be good for my shareholders. So I really do believe in building relationships. And not 3 years ago, I was in this industry anyways, not known at all by anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, and now I have a ton of followers and all that stuff that doesn't necessarily make me money or look like a business opportunity on the front end. But it's opened the door to a lot of great relationships. And that's something I value a lot.
I agree. And for anyone listening out there, you know, it's a good point. If you are networking, just make sure that, you know, it has some value. It's going somewhere. It's not just, you know, talking to random strangers about the price of Bitcoin on a daily basis. Have alternative conversations. You never know where these conversations can take you, I guess.
You have a skill.
Yeah, exactly.
You have a skill. You can offer that skill to people you want to build relationships with in some capacity. You know, people spend time with people who they get value from. Mm-hmm. You know, on the emotional side, your husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend or what have you, you get, ideally, if you're in a healthy relationship, you're extracting emotional value from that. Mm-hmm. When you're making friendships or building business relationships, it's no different. It's what can you do for me? What can I do for you? So, you know, when I first started networking in this industry, it was a lot of At the time, I told you I was sharing educational content. So what I would do, I had a decent little following I had built organically, and I would slide into the DMs of these really well-known people who were a couple years ahead of me and say, hey, instead of just like taking your content or trying to repurpose it or do some grimy stuff that you're used to seeing in crypto, hey, can I share this? Like, do I have permission to like share this for free, like with, you know, my little group here, and, you know, fully attribute, I can send them to your Twitter or whatever. People say yes every single, oh yeah, I'd love you to share it. Thank you. No matter how big they are, you know, I'd love you to share it. Great. Now the door's open. Now a week later, I can come back and say, hey, by the way, you know, I was looking at your website for your, you know, for your book you're selling or whatever, right? I noticed a couple opportunities because, again, my specialty is product and like sales funnel and you know, kind of online conversion and things like that. That's my specialty. So I start talking about something I know, sales, yes, and things like that. Maybe you know design. Maybe you know trading. Maybe you know knitting. But, you know, talk to people about something you know, try to provide value, and I can promise you'll have a pretty high success rate in extracting value on the other way. And that's important.
I 100% agree. Just wrapping up here, Joel, I mean, it's been really interesting to hear about the platform. Before we wrap up, do you want to give our users some basic information about how they can access the platform, what they need to do to sign up, and how they go about trying any of the algos on there?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you can just go to trystacked.com. I mean, that's the spot to check it out. Try, T-R-Y, stacked, STACKED.com. And check it out. Explore the bot marketplace. We have a couple of indexes available if you want to connect to your Binance account and just buy a pre-built portfolio. But otherwise, yeah, check out the indices, chat with us live on the site. And if you want actually to give one of the trend bots a try, there's a bot on there. It's called Bedrock, like the Flintstones, Bedrock Trend Bot. You can actually try that bot for 30 days for free with the code TrendBot30. So TrendBot30, all lowercase. If you sign up for a monthly subscription to TrendBot, you'll get your first month free. It's called Bedrock. So check it out. Otherwise, ton of other great algos on there that you can check out. And again, let us know if you have any questions. We're here to help.
Fantastic. So yeah, there you have it, folks. If you want to try out the platform algorithm free of charge for 30 days, see how it goes, we'll leave the details in the description below. You can sign up and give it a go. So yeah, thank you very much for your time here, Joel. Just before we go, just wrapping up here, where would you see the biggest opportunities for growth are in the next couple of years in this industry?
Well, I'm in it, you know, not to sound too biased, but I really believe it's in ease of use when it comes to spending crypto, earning crypto, lending crypto, holding crypto for this industry in particular, and automating as many of those activities as possible. I believe that you're going to see automation as kind of a trending word in crypto over the next couple of years. I think we're at the very beginning of it. We're certainly automating more volume than most other places. And so for us, we're going to continue to focus on how we can make moving your assets around this space, in particular from an investment standpoint, as easy and as automated as possible. And I believe that this industry is going to see a lot more of that. And that's good. That's healthy. It's going to drive the business forward. But soon you'll see it'll be much safer to hold your crypto. It'll be much easier to hold your crypto. It'll be much faster to send your crypto. And I'm looking forward to all those enhancements that come to the industry over the next couple of years.
Most definitely. I mean, for anyone who's been in crypto for a significant period of time, it probably sounds really appealing to them as well. All the time that we spent over the last couple of years spending, you know, hours and hours looking at charts and having to wait for news to come to us. It just
private news.
Yep, exactly.
Seed phrases, all that stuff is going to be antiquated. You're going to see that there's going to be some really great enhancements to, you know, hard wallet recovery that are really sick. I mean, smart contracts are being used for different things. It's really exciting.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting to see how things will progress over the next couple of years. So on that note, again, thank you very much for coming on, Joel. It's been really, really interesting to hear about your platform. Just a last reminder for anyone who's interested in trying it out, we'll leave all the links in the description below. But yeah, thank you again for coming on. It's been really interesting to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, of course, man. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Right. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Blockchain Enterprises podcast. We hope you can get inspired from Joel's story and his advice. If you wish to get more information about the Stacked Invest platform, you can check out their website or their social links in the description below. Finally, if you're interested in learning more about how to generate revenue streams in the crypto space, or if you're interested in becoming a sponsor of our podcast, then you can visit our website at www.blockchainenterprisespodcast.com.